takže metr.
As visitors come and go, Ali Farkatore sits on a plush couch in his small living room in Niafonke, doing what comes naturally to him, plucking on a slightly worse for the wear guitar. We've just eaten from a huge communal bowl of rice set on the floor of his living room, painted the same turquoise as the printed cotton robe he's wearing. In one corner, a large television set. On the walls, there are faded photos of his long-deceased parents and other ancestors. There are sofas to seat at least 20. They're all occupied, with family and friends. Tore has 2 wives, 12 children, and 10 grandchildren. On top of that, he feeds another 50 people in Niafonke. The rice we've eaten, he says, is the product of his own farm, his own sweat, and also the water he pumped out of the Niger River. And that's where we're headed now, to the Niger River, and into a pirogue, or river canoe, that will take us across to Ture's farm.
Just trying to get on board this boat. It's a little tricky. It's pulled right up to the edge of the water. Ali Farka's already seated with his guitar over his shoulder. One of his granddaughters is here and also his brother. Okay, Ali Farka, we've just taken off from the edge of the river. Which are you more proud of, your farm or your music?
Agriculture.
You're more proud of your farm than you are of your music.
Je suis plutôt agriculteur que artiste.
So we're just heading off here. They're pulling us out into a slightly deeper part of the river so that they can start the motor. The river is shrinking, but the haunting beauty is still here. The ribbon of milky blue-green water contrasts magnificently with the white sand dunes that stretch as far as the eye can see. The sky is a faded blue, dusted that shade by the Sahara Desert that stretches from Niafonke north, thousands of kilometers. This river is its southern boundary, the source of life for millions of people and their livestock, just upstream from Timbuktu in Mali's desert north. But today, Ali Farka Touré is not talking Timbuktu. He's talking about what this river means to him.
C'est le pétrole du Mali, c'est l'or, le diamant. Ce fleuve traverse tout le Mali. Le développement est à la base de ce fleuve. L'autosuffisance alimentaire, c'est à la base de ce fleuve. L'avoir est à la base de ce fleuve. Le Djimbala, c'est mon éducateur, c'est mon formateur, c'est mon protecteur et mon protégé.
And how much of Ali Farka Touré's musical inspiration comes from the Niger River?
100%. 100%. 100%. 100%.
No less than 100%. 4 times over. With the late afternoon sun slanting across the river and the water lapping at the boat, Ali Farka Touré picks up his guitar.
Ça, ce sont des airs. Ça me donne beaucoup dans la tête et dans la voix.
The music of the river, he says, restores his faith. That and his farm. Even though the mango trees he has planted are struggling against desert winds, and the rice fields are dry and hard.
Là que vous avez vu, cette place est réservée uniquement pour au moins un village rural. Si Dieu me le donne, la longévité et la paix dans la prospérité, dans la santé, je vais construire ici, m'installer. Tout le temps, je vis avec le fleuve. Tant qu'on a cette eau, on a de l'espoir. On a de l'inspiration.
This is where he wants to build a traditional village where he will live out his days, if God grants him health and a long life. That way he can live with the river, because he says, as long as there is water, there's hope and inspiration. But this river, which Ali Farka Touré says is the birthplace of the blues, is in danger. This year it's at an all-time low, retreating from ancient market towns like Niafonke and Timbuktu, leaving people, their farms, the ports, and the livestock high and dry.
Là, j'ai de très grandes craintes, vraiment. C'est la montée du sable, c'est le désert qui descend. Alors la montée du désert vraiment nous regarde. Si jamais on n'arrive pas à trouver une solution pour ce fleuve-là, nous sommes foutus.
Later, as night falls, we head back across the river, returning to Niafonke, where Ali Farka Touré once again picks up his guitar. He begins to strum the haunting melody Hawadolo from his 1992 album, The Source. He tells me something must be done to save the Niger River. Dredging operations to take out the sand, and trees planted to reclaim the banks from the dunes. He says the river's spirits have been abused and ignored.
Sans le fleuve, je suis sourd. Sans le fleuve, je suis miette. Tant qu'il n'y a pas le fleuve, je ne suis pas.
Without the river, he says, he would be deaf and without a voice. If the river were not there, he says, he would cease to exist, and the music it has inspired for centuries would die.
Hawa tululu hawa hawa ni yate bamba.
This is John Baxter reporting for Global Village from Niafonke in Mali.
Hawa ni Thank you.